In every kingdom, there are two people. In every kingdom, there are two people. Or let me say two categories of people. There is a king and there are subjects. Hallelujah. But then, sometimes, and in fact, most often, there are third forces who are not part of the kingdom. They meander their way through, and then they enter into the kingdom as intruders. And their purpose for coming inside the kingdom is to make sure that they have dominion over the kingdom from where they don't belong. The Bible says, God gathered together in the heavens with his children. In that meeting, there was a king, God, and there were subjects or his citizens, his children. And among those children, there was one guy called Job, that the Bible makes his name so clear. When they gathered, there was a guy that came from nowhere. His name was Satan, the accuser of the brethren. Lekataya. So you see, in every kingdom, there was a king, there are subjects, and there is another guy who does not belong to the kingdom. But he comes to try to have dominion. If he cannot have dominion over the entire kingdom, at least he will try to have dominion over some of the subjects within the kingdom. Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 5. Hallelujah. As a believer or as a child of God, you should bear in mind that you belong to the kingdom of light. And our king is the king of glory, as Psalm 24 mentions. That king of glory is Jesus. Now, the fact that Jesus is the king does not mean that Satan cannot intrude and come into the kingdom and have possession over some of these subjects. If the devil could go before God in a meeting where he was not invited and accuse Job, then I'm afraid to tell you that he can just toil with your life as much as he wants. If you don't position yourself well and try to take your place, hallelujah. If you want to stay above the devil and not below him, then you must have power over him. Hallelujah. Tonight, we want to look at one way that the believer can possess power so that you rule over the kingdoms of darkness and over the kingdoms of this world. Proverbs 24 verse 5, this is what Job has to say. Solomon, the wise prevails through great power, and those who have knowledge master their strength. Thank you. Look at the New American Standard Bible, the NASB version of the Bible. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. Wow. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases in power. The Bible talks about two characteristics of a man who has power from this verse. It says that any man who possesses power must, one, be a man of knowledge, two, and a man of wisdom. And tonight, I am going to focus much on the wisdom part. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is profitable in all things. The Bible said, in all thy getting, get wisdom. When you get all things in life, one thing you must have is wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom will make you increase in power. What kind of power? Power to take your place in life. If you don't have power, you will marry and it will collapse, because you need power to sustain marriage. Listen to me. You don't need big bad. You don't need beauty to sustain marriage. I am afraid. It is power that you need to sustain your marriage. It is power that you need to turn your relationship into marriage. It is power that you need to possess the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. It is not school certificate. It is power. That power, Bible says, it is sometimes gained from wisdom. Or in other words, this power can come as a result of how much wisdom you have in life. And when we say wisdom, in simple terms, we are referring to one's ability to apply knowledge and understanding. So wisdom has to do with application of what you have learned, application of facts and information, application of discernment. So when you are able to apply what you have learned and what you have discerned, we call it wisdom. And Solomon said, a wise man is a strong man. He is strong. And he is a man of knowledge. And such a man, he says, he increases in power. Hallelujah. Now, how can you be wise in order to receive power to rule in life? Let's look at some characteristics of a wise man. Some features of a wise man. Onipa bi a obehunsa abrabom okon kan odi ye. Owo tumi a odi peja. Se nipa no oyenyansafo. Sankrofo no woma, they are unique. There were some features you see about them. And these teachers will tell you that this guy is a wise man. Listen to me. Prosperity, breakthroughs, blessings, fulfillment of destiny does not come on a silver platter. If you see a man doing well in life, such a man is applying wisdom. I am telling you. Hallelujah. So now, let me take you through some of the features of a wise man. So that tonight, all of us here, including myself, we will learn to be wise so that we can increase in power, as the word of God says in Proverbs 24, verse 5. So that when we increase in power, then we can rule in life. Am I communicating? Say, when to me and yet to me, I can't correct yourself. To me, me, you are bravo. I did not catch yourself. Se obebe di yie mpa agye se wonya tumi ewo sika so. Hallelujah. Adie bia wo bia wo adie no so tumi nti na wo. That is it. Let's see. So power is important, but power does not just come to you. Power comes when you apply wisdom. First thing, a wise man is a man who understands the will of God. A wise man is a man who understands the will of God. So any man that lives his life outside of God's will, according to the Bible, is a foolish man. And such a man cannot rule in life. Unto me, near dear, I was as usual. It in a brabono in sin ye, he said. O bona brabos, sebi o jinifo. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what is the will of God. Look at this. Do not be unwise. In other words, do not be foolish. But do what? Understand what the will of God is. What has wisdom or foolishness got to do with understanding God's will? What Paul is trying to preach here is that any man who does not understand God's will for his life is a foolish man. There is a difference between knowing God's will and understanding God's will. Yes, I know that you know that it is God's will for you to prosper. Thank you, Ophelia. For that one is knowledge, you know. But how well do you discern into this information? Do you understand it? Can you break this information down? That is understanding. So Paul says, any man who does not live his life according to God's will is a foolish man. And no foolish man can receive power from God. Because when you read from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5, the Bible says, a man of knowledge and wisdom increases in power. In other words, the opposite is the case. A man full of foolishness decreases in power. So the more wisdom you have, the more power you gain from God. And the less wisdom you have, the less power you gain from God. So the higher your wisdom, the higher your power to rule in life. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of God is for your life. Hallelujah. Who told you? Who told you that you need to sleep with somebody before God can make that man marry you? It's never true. So, if you don't live according to God's will, you do things anyhow. And the Bible says that you become foolish, and therefore you cannot have power. Hallelujah. So from this scripture, we know that the difference between a wise man and a foolish man lies in their choices. This is very powerful and very true. From the scripture, we know that to distinguish a wise man from a foolish man, you need what we call choice. The wise man does what God's word tells him to do. The foolish man does the opposite. Choices. Choices. Once the wise man chooses to do God's bidding, the foolish man does otherwise. And Bible says, when this happens, the wise man will increase in power because he has understood the will of God for his life. I know people that God has called into ministry, and they are going about chasing money, and they are struggling in life. I went for a program in the gym. I called a guy and I said, "Boss, what do you do?" The guy gave me about 4 or 5 different ways. Oyewe da kakra, still bend da kakra. I smiled and I said, "The Lord says I should tell you. The Lord says I should tell Basua, that he has called Basua into ministry." I said, "Jesus, that's my name." Sounds okay, fantastic. Lay everything down and work for God. That is the will of God for your life. When we closed, he walked to me at the door and said, "Man of God, so God said I should start when?" Interesting. And I said, "Start now, from this night." My brother teaches there, so I called my brother and said, "That guy, as he started doing the work of God, there was a whine. You see, If you don't understand God's will for your life, you are not a wise man. What has God said about you? Why has God created you? What does God want you to do? From his word, from the visions that you have seen in your dream, what does God require from you to do? You know it, but you are doing otherwise. When you do that, Bible says that you are a foolish man. I didn't write it. And no foolish man can receive power to rule. So you'll be moving up and down, here and there, from here and that place. And you will not know what to do with your life. So always you look frustrated. People of God, a wise man is a man that understands God's will for his life. Wisdom is important. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, he that hears my word and does them. Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. He said that there was a great tempest that blew, but the house still stood, for it was founded upon a rock. So it's a wise, that is a typical definition and description of a wise man. A wise man does his things according to God's word, and that God's word is God's will that guides your life. Hallelujah. Find out God's will for your life. Go in a moment of prayer. Be saying, what am I here to do? Ask for God's will. Else, you will be frustrated in life. You move up and down without any purpose. And when that happens, you can pray from morning to evening and let the mountains catch fire and smoke. Nothing will happen in your life because you are living outside of God's will. A wise man is a man that looks out for God's will for his life. When you know God's will for your life and you pursue that will, things become so easy and you don't have to struggle to make it in life. Things fall in place for you. Hallelujah. When I completed SHS, my desire was to be an economist. All the university forms that I bought, I chose economics. I wanted to be an economist. Until I started having dreams. And all of those dreams pointed to the fact that I had been called. In one of those dreams, I bought a form. There were five different programs on the form. I remember this dream. And then you were to tick against the program that you wanted to select. So economics and finance. The moment I saw that, I said, yes, this is the course I want. A man stood by me. He patted me on the shoulder and said, choose the fifth one. I checked and it was theology. I cried in the dream. I told the man, I fought him. I said, I don't like theology. I want to be an economist. Why are you fighting me? Is it your form? The man smiled and said, that is what you have been born for. There was another dream. I was going to buy forms. It was this big hall. A lot of people were there. I saw university line. I saw nursing line. A friend of mine joined teacher training college line. As I was about to join that line, a man called me and said, no, you go to that line and join them. Join that queue. I didn't know what queue it was until I got there. I asked those guys and they told me, this is Bible school. God is my witness. I won't lie. I have this dream, series of them. Then I realized that, so I have to lay everything down and focus that I want to be in ministry. If you don't find out what God's will is for your life, you will wander around and you will say that things are not working for you. How can things work for a fish that lives on the land? Tell me, how can things work for a fish which lives on the land? you must be in God's will. Just as a fish must always be in water to thrive and to make it and to survive. A wise man looks out for God's will for his life. When he does that, God gives him power and he begins to rule. Whatever he touches, it flourishes because he's living according to God's will. Glory to Jesus Christ. Secondly, another feature of a wise man, that a wise man walks in the company of his equals. A wise man walks with people, he works with people of his equals. People that belong to the class in which he belongs. In other words, a wise man works with wise men. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 says, a company of fools makes a man fool. But if a man finds himself in the company of wise men, he becomes wise. Wow, this is amazing. People of God, hear me. If you want to rule in this life, if you want to receive power to rule in this life, then you must work with people who can empower you. For they say, iron sharpens iron. You can't be a married man, a married woman, and all your friends or majority of your friends are single men and single women. And those are the very people that when you have a problem at home, you share your trouble with. All the advice they give to you points to the fact that marriage has nothing to offer you. So come out of it. So before you go to bed, you are torn between two decisions. Whether you should continue to, whether you should forgive your husband or your wife and move on with him or her, or you should take the advice of your friends and walk out of the relationship. Now, there's one thing you are forgetting. There's one thing. You are working with people who are not your equals. And those are the people feeding you with information. Listen to me, you cannot rule in your marriage. You can't. Because the kind of information they are feeding you with, the information isn't even the problem. But where the information is coming from is the biggest problem. Hey, am I communicating? At your workplace, there were Christian ladies and men there. They are not your friends. But you prefer to be friends with worldly people. And those are the people you move with. Those are the people that feed you with information. You cannot rule at the workplace. Your association determines the height that you can achieve in life. Because you know what? As a matter of fact, what you follow determines what follows you. What you follow determines to a large extent what follows you. If you follow your equals, things like that will follow you. What is Psalm 1 verse 1 says? Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And he does not stand in the path of sinners. Neither does he sit in the seat of the scornful. So you see, if you want to have power to rule, watch the kind of people you work with. These are practical things that when you apply, you can make it. Hear this. There were some friends around you. All they help you to do is to encourage you to get one African print, African wear, every weekend, so that you also prove your worth at church. You can't build. You cannot buy a car. You cannot impact generations. But you are very much aware that there are some people around you. They are friends. They will push you to save money and do great things in life so that you can rule, but you don't like set people. You are in competition with some young girls at your church. I will keep saying these things. And every Sunday you want to wear a new African print. You don't have this in there. Am I helping somebody at all? If the message is hitting you, give me high. When you come here and we are praying, Father, give me power to rule. You think power is an abstract thing? No. Power is not air, it's not wind. I hope you understand. Power has to do with your positioning. Where you stand at a given point in time, that is your power. Your mindset is your power. If all you think and care about is beautiful raiment and clothes, I'm afraid you cannot rule in life. You are dating a guy. The last time you spoke to him about plans into the future was when Jesus Christ hung on the cross. From then, it's all about let's go out. Let's go out. Let's go out. Let's go and spend money. Oh, that guy, he will take you out. But listen to me. When he is ready to marry, you are out of the equation. I'm telling you the truth. Meyabema, a woman who spends money, you don't bring anything on board. All you do is that when he gathers, you scatter. You scatter together with that money you are scattering. Somebody shout, Jesus. Am I helping you? If you want to rule, work with people that will challenge you to save money. Work with people that will challenge you to do great things in life. Not people that will help you to squander all that you have. You don't rule in life like that. Because of the time, let me add this very last one. A wise man who has power to rule his life is a man who heeds to instruction. He's a man who hears instruction. My goodness. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33. I cannot talk about wisdom and I will not go to Proverbs. Everything is in Proverbs. Proverbs talks about wisdom more than any other scripture in the Bible. Any other book in the Bible. Proverbs 8, verse 33. Glory to Jesus Christ. And hear the word of the Lord. A wise man is a man that hears with what? Instruction. Kadima Laba. Listen to my instructions and be wise. Do not disregard it. Simple and short. Amen. Look at the King James. Oh, I love the scripture. Hear instruction and be wise. And refuse it not. And put atini atini. Hear atini atini. Ne humu yansa. Na and put atini atini da. So you see, instruction is the mother of wisdom. Instruction is the mother of wisdom. And when I say instruction, I'm talking about godly instruction. Instruction in the Lord. When a man is instructed by men of experience, such men also become wise. And when you become wise, you can rule in life. Ask those who have been married for years and let them tell you whether they are still married to their wives and their husbands because of love or because of understanding and wisdom. Ask them, Mama Miriam, can you please be of help to me here? You've been married for years. I know you love your husband. But can you tell me that love is the principal thing that is keeping your marriage right now? Or is wisdom and understanding? every man, every woman will tell you that after marriage, after some time, there's no more love that sustains the marriage. It's wisdom, understanding. If you don't have wisdom, well, what are you doing? If you don't have wisdom, your business will collapse. If you don't have wisdom, you will get money, but you cannot sustain it. If you don't have wisdom, you will build, you will lose it. If you don't have wisdom, you will purchase a land, you will sell it, and you will not be able to buy another one again. If you don't have wisdom, you will travel to the United States, you cannot make it, you will come back. If you don't have wisdom, you will get a big job, you cannot sustain the job, they will sack you or you mismanage things. If you don't have wisdom, anything that God will entrust to your hands, you cannot keep it. Because wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. Listen to me. Wisdom comes to men through instruction. Instruction does not require questioning. When you are instructed, you don't ask questions. Instruction is different from teaching and lecturing. When a teacher teaches you, he gives you room for questions. But when you are instructed, you say, yes, sir, boss. You don't ask questions. When God is instructing you in his word, you just obey. You don't ask questions. When your father, your biological father, is instructing you, you don't ask questions. When your spiritual father is instructing you, you don't ask questions. You only obey, because instructions are not teachings. They don't give room for questioning. Anytime a man begins to question instructions, he loses altitude. He cannot fly high into the sky. Hey, am I helping you, somebody? Instruction only demands yes or no. It's either you will do it or you will not do it. You don't ask questions. Hallelujah. Instruction, it shapes a man's life. And when a man's life is shaped, he gains power to rule everything. I mean, everything in life. Where I work, I've been there for less than 2 years. But if you are looking for the one of the teachers that my boss says every information, even about her own life, with, I am the youngest teacher on the staff. Some of them are 60 and they are just going for retirement. Some of them are 50 and above, 40 and above. I am the youngest on the staff. But if she's looking for somebody to discuss important issues with, I am the first person she will call. You know why? It's not that I am the wisest person. It's because she has realized that I am a good listener. Any good listener is a good speaker. What it means is that when she advises me, I take. So she knows that I have built a capacity where I can also advise her. You see how it works? When you listen and you heed to instruction, you build a capacity that one day you also stand in the gap and impart people with that wisdom. If you don't learn how to listen and obey instruction, you cannot rule in life. Instructions on your finances, how you manage your money, is very important. These things, they will not teach you in church. One day I'll take time and we'll talk about financial management. The book I am writing, that is one of the principles. Principles of management. Believers get money. They don't save. They don't keep their money well. And at the end of the day, they just mess things up. People of God, I pray for you tonight. I just decided to take my time to teach this message. May you receive divine power to put you above in life. When you saw the message, power to rule, you thought I was going to talk about some abstract things. Eh? I'm giving you practical things that can be put to practice so that it brings fruit to your life. Ebusia, if you are wise, there's no way you can fail in life. We will continue this message. The features of a wise man. Do you know that a wise man even eats at the proper time? I will show you a scripture next week where the Bible says, woe to a nation whose king wakes up and eats very early in the morning. Hey, interesting. Omaya mohine sorry anopatututu didi munye. That means a wise man is supposed to be a man who disciplines himself. Self-discipline. If you don't have it, you can never rule in life. Hello. Who said that be a ubi da? Who said? Then any problem, we are more different. Minye biya. Ask we are more than umoko. Let's be frank with ourselves. We ask those questions. These are the petty things they do. They are disciplined. They heed to instructions. They manage things well. They are the things you already know, but you don't apply them. When you start applying them, I tell you what, you become like them. And you do greater things than they did. I'm telling you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We ask for wisdom. Somebody, wherever you are, for 30 seconds, ask God for divine wisdom. Ask God to help you to take critical decisions in your life. Wisdom to rule in life. May God, ask God, Father, give me wisdom so that I can rule in life. I can rule in my finances. I have been married for just a few weeks. One prayer I pray to God is that, God, may I never send my marriage issue to my mom or to my dad or to my in-law or to any pastor. And all of these things will come to pass with one prayer, two, application of wisdom. They will tell you, if you don't apply wisdom in marriage, their marriage will collapse. You must be able to apply wisdom, especially if you are the man. Father, give us wisdom. Pray to God. Tell God to give you wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom to handle issues. Wisdom to rule in life. Wisdom to manage your finances. Save money. Hey, Kobe, it is never late. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Save money. Because of what saves car. Especially the women. Every weekend, new African wear. New shoe. There is somebody younger than you, a lady like yourself, or asasi will fear. Who do you think I'm in a center here? Who could come as a scary in 18 testament? I'm from Chumanu. If you have a phone, a cassata, oh, 30 cities and testament. We won't hear now. Like a cannabis, I know this can was. 30 cities me answer. Ah, 10 cities, so 100 cities. So, you need my catch up. Father, we thank you for your word. From tonight, we are empowered. We are stepping out there with wisdom and with power to rule every aspect of our life. Blessed be your name, O God. Let your word heal any broken hearted here. Let your word set any captive free. Let your word heal any infirmity in the name of Jesus. Break May the healing grace of God rest on you. What will seek a semaya basa? I bring healing into your finances. I speak healing into your finances in the name of Jesus. I have just about 4 minutes and I'll be out of here. And I'm not going to come back because I have exams to write on Saturday. Saturday, I'm writing 3 papers. I'm there yet. 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 I'm there yet